This is Al Simpson. Political belligerence is robbing consumers in the Northeast of a clean and efficient fuel supply. Join us as Ted Kennedy and I face off. In the Northeast United States, two nuclear power plants are sitting dead in the water. They're victims of high drama, and now a lot of hype and hoorah from Democratic presidential politics. Some $10 billion have been spent designing and building the Seabrook and Shoreham power plants. Federal regulators assure us they're completely safe. But politicians in your state of Massachusetts, Ted, are whipping up public fear. They're trying to use the emergency planning process to keep those plants from coming on stream. It's an obstructive tactic. The Europeans have relied on nuclear power in their energy mix for decades, to the great benefit of the environment and the pocketbook. Commercial nuclear power is a necessary reality in this country. And you folks in Massachusetts should stop gimmicking the system, Ted. Or will it take a brownout in Massachusetts to really get your attention?
Al, you've got it just backwards. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant catastrophe in the Soviet Union is what got our attention in the Northeast. We don't want a meltdown in our crowded cities, and we don't want nuclear reactors in communities where emergency evacuation is impossible. I oppose nuclear energy, Al. We don't need to use it, and we don't need to build plants in populated areas. Unlike other nations, America is blessed with abundant alternative energy sources that are readily available to meet our power needs safely. You're also forgetting the near catastrophe at Three Mile Island in 1979, Al. Nothing since then has reduced the need to protect the public safety. It would be tempting fate now to relax our guard in the teeth of Chernobyl. The last place I want to be, Al, is in the bumper-to-bumper traffic at a nuclear power plant when the meltdown signal sounds. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Handgun Control. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.